With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Supreme Court has upheld a federal gun control law that's intended to protect domestic violence victims.
Supreme Court justices ruled 8-1 in favor of a 1994 ban on firearms for people under restraining orders to stay away from their spouses or partners. The justices reversed a ruling from the Federal Appeals Court in New Orleans that had struck down the law. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote for the court and said, "The law uses common sense and applies only after a judge determines that an individual poses a credible threat of physical violence." This is the justices' first Second Amendment case since they expanded gun rights in 2022.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump plans to campaign in Virginia the day after the first presidential debate next week. CBS News reports the Trump campaign has yet to confirm a location, but is considering Virginia Beach, Hampton Roads area. It'll be the former president's second visit to Virginia this election cycle. Campaign says believes it could win Virginia in November. President Biden took the state by 10 points in 2020. Meanwhile, President Trump may be close to choosing his running mate. According to reports, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance are at the top of the list. Trump said he expects to announce his pick for VP at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee next month. South Korea's vice foreign minister not happy with this week's deal between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un.
The foreign ministry in Seoul went through the diplomatic motions of calling in Russia's ambassador to South Korea to tell him what they think. But what really are the problems that Seoul is now facing? First of all, any kind of military cooperation between Moscow and Pyongyang, or even a pledge of future military cooperation, is a potential threat to South Korea.
This is SRN News. A Canadian hospital sparks a controversy.
St. Joseph's Health Center in Toronto is one of the oldest Catholic institutions in the country and features a large statue of Jesus in front of the building. Now it also features a gay pride flag. The staff has raised that banner right next to the statue in honor of Pride Month, and a lot of Canadians are unhappy about it. The hospital has responded to complaints by saying, quote, "This is a place where everyone is welcomed and celebrated." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she's considering a ban on face masks in the New York City subway system. She says she has concerns about people shielding their identities while committing anti-Semitic acts, which are on the rise in the city. The policy is still being worked out, but the governor says it would contain exemptions for health, cultural, or religious reasons. Hochul admits that establishing a ban would be complicated. This is SRN News. Defense expert Cliff May says he fears the current generation may lack the historical perspective to take on the many challenges facing the U.S. from within and without. Bob Agnew has more.
The Salem Radio Network asked May, founder of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, whether today's young people understand the need to defend freedom.
It doesn't appear to be the case.
And drawing on the example of the greatest generation that won the Cold War, due in part to hard lessons won during World War II.
What do they say? What's the saying? Hard men make good times make soft men, soft men make bad times. I think we're in that kind of cycle, aren't we?
Bob Agnew reporting.
Arkansas police say three men are dead, eight others wounded in a shooting at a grocery store in Fort Ice, about 70 miles south of Little Rock. The shooter was critically wounded by police and is in custody. Two officers were also injured but had non-life-threatening injuries. More details at SRNnews.com.